Om Shanti. We are very fortunate that this evening we have with us our senior Rajyoga teacher Manju Ben from Gyan Sarovar. Please extend her a welcome. She is senior Rajyoga teacher. Since last 40 years, she has been on the path of knowledge. And since last 32 years, she is living a dedicated life. And as she is from the South India, in the beginning she served in the South Indian centers. And since last 20 years, she has been serving here in headquarters. She is based in Gyan Sarovar. She is a faculty member of our Godly University. She travels India and abroad for giving Baba's message. This year she visited Caribbean countries, and I think more than 6 months she was there to serve the people there. And just before Baba's season, she came back. So she is a very experienced teacher. So now I request her to give the class on the topic Awareness and Consciousness. Sister Manju.
Om Shanti. Good evening. I believe it's not important as to how many years we are in knowledge, but it's very important to see as to how many years knowledge is in me. I may be in the organization as a part of organization for several years, but many a times it happens that the knowledge is not in me. So I have to check to see each one of us as to how, since how long or how many years that knowledge is in me. I'm aware of many things, but many times it happens that I'm not conscious of it. Just before we go a bit in detail on this, may I ask you, what is the difference between awareness and consciousness? First of all, is there any difference? Consciousness is same, or is it different? Is there any difference between consciousness and awareness? Sorry? Awareness comes first and then comes consciousness. Is that what you say? Right. Anything else? But if you're not conscious, how will the awareness come? Okay. Right. Any more churning on this? Right. And? Okay. So consciousness is deeper, awareness is superficial. Is that what you say? Okay. I believe more than what we hear, it's very, very important to really experience certain things, because certain words cannot be expressed. It's something that we experience, and it's within. Our entire life, human life, revolves around few words. It's very, very interesting. Actually, human world is very, very tiny. As such, it's very huge. It's very broad. But in reality, it's very, very, you know, it revolves, goes around among few words. That's all our life is. Thoughts, words, actions, its result, consciousness, awareness. Yeah? Okay. Now Baba uses more deeper, you know, takes us into more deeper aspect. Actually, all this is on basis of our sanskara. Now, we all have knowledge. We all come to Gyan, as she was saying, 30 years, 40 years, 20 years, 5 years, how many ever years. And what actually is knowledge? It's basically understanding of right and wrong, good and bad. What is beneficial, what is not beneficial, where what is harmful and what is not, where I get benefit, where I lose. To have the understanding of this is knowledge. And the result of the knowledge is to finish all the negative, unnecessary desires. We all have desires. Every human being have desire. Many a times people say, there is no action without a desire. You actually cannot do anything without a desire. If I desire for a result, then I would perform an action. How would I perform an action without having a desire for its result? Yeah. But again, the knowledge comes in here. What is desire? Negative desire? Bad desire? Positive desire? Selfish desire? What is the desire I have? Now the knowledge, when I say that I am a knowledgeable soul, I'm Baba's child, I'm God's child, the first thing is I renounce, I sacrifice the negative desires, the bad desires, selfish desires, I, me. Because the awareness changes, I am not the body, but I'm a soul. The desire changes. Now, I have no selfish desires, but still as a Baba's child, we all have desire. And the desire is for the world benefit, to bring peace in the world, to give happiness to others, to bring in golden age. Yeah? This is definitely a desire. But then the type of desire we had has changed, has transformed from negative to positive. And if I have to change this, you know, it's a very, very subtle thing that's happening and it continues to happen within our being. And for all this to see, to understand, I really need quietness of my mind and I have to really become introverted. Now again, coming back to the question, what is desire? It's thought, right? Now if I have to change the desire, it means I have to change my thought. Unless and until the thought pattern doesn't change, the way of thinking doesn't change, the desires doesn't change. And in order to change my thought pattern, I need to change two things. One is my sanskaras and one is the because every thought we think is influenced by the sanskara we have. So thoughts can be changed when I change the type of desire and my sanskaras. So the entire emphasis is given on changing sanskara. Recently, Baba is talking about changing atmosphere, changing the world. Ultimately, we are all here to change the world. And there is a very fundamental rule, law in the world where we can or it can be changed. Without a particular law or a rule, any transformation is not possible. So just like that, we can't transform the world. You see, in order to bring in the happiness in the world, in order to eradicate, remove all the peacelessness in the world, people suffer mentally, people really, really are suffering. Now, I have a pure desire to change this world into a very happy and peaceful world. Now, how is that possible? Unless and until I don't change my awareness, I don't change my sanskaras, it's highly impossible to bring in that change in the world. So basically Baba has taught us a beautiful, the fundamental law. Self-transformation brings in world transformation. Because this is a fundamental law. And in the entire world, there are volumes of books. And none of the philosophers, none of the great people have ever said the simple fundamental law that God has taught us. People make so many programs, conferences, world religious conference and that and this, and so many things are happening around. But very straightforward, simple, basic fundamental law. I can bring in transformation outside when it begins from within. And whenever we talk about the bringing in peace and happiness in the world, it's a very interesting thing. Now people are unhappy, there is peacelessness in the world, unhappiness in the world. Now how did it happen? How did that peacelessness, unhappiness came? It didn't just one fine day we saw peacelessness and unhappiness. Baba again speaks a very logical thing. Peacelessness, unhappiness, or any mental agony, uncomfortable, either in Baba's children or in outside, is due to his own karma. As you do, so shall you reap. So it's human action that brings in peacelessness and happiness. Now if I have to bring in the peace and happiness, then I have to change. I have to perform such action. Good actions bring in good result. Bad action brings in bad result. Karma philosophy again, law of karma. So peacelessness and unhappiness is the result. But what is the cause? Again, the fundamental law of universe, Baba has explained, is about cause and effect. Now peacelessness and happiness, it's a result. Now what is its cause? Our history is filled with any way you take, any path, any subject we go into, we always find this fundamental law very clearly, evidently, talking about our histories, so and so forth. There was a battle, yeah? Now somebody win, somebody lost. India lost, Muslims win, okay? Or Muslims lost, or Indians win. Now one defeat, one won the battle and one lost the battle. Now losing and winning is a result, and the history explains its cause. Why did Muslims win and why did India lose? There is a reason. Without a reason, no result. There is a cause. Science, it explains the same. We go to doctor. You go to a doctor with stomach pain, heart trouble. Now heart trouble or a stomach pain or headache is a result. But what is its cause? The first thing doctor will ask you, what did you eat? If you have stomach pain, what did you eat last night? So you might have eaten more, or you might have eaten something which you're not supposed to be eating. So that has caused the pain. So pain is the result, and there is a cause for the pain. There can't be any result without a cause. Yeah? And so, if I have to really bring in the remedy, I have to understand the cause of anything. Now come back to ourselves, we being Baba's children, we are in knowledge for so many years or whatever. Am I contented? Let me ask myself, let each of us ask ourselves. Now what is the result of a Brahman life? To lead a very happy, contented life. Brahman life is a life of joy, celebrating. Am I enjoying? Am I celebrating? Am I jumping with joy? You see, am I contented? Because we see in the world, there is lots of quarreling and fighting. Mother and children fight, husband, wife fight, brother fight. You see, friends, there is quarreling and fighting all over. Now how can we transform this? Even in our Brahman world, there is lot of ego problem. My sanskara doesn't match with yours. I can't get along with this brother. I cannot get along with this soul. This is very nice sister, but I don't know, I can't just stand. So we somehow, even in this world, we have that feeling, we have that sanskara brought from Iron Age into the Confluence Age. So unless this is not dissolved, or I don't find a cause for it, there is no remedy. Now this is where I have to sit down and ask myself, why am I not contented? Why am I not satisfied? I have knowledge. I meditate. I follow all Baba's directions, Amrit Vela, class and evening yoga and that and this and this. Why am I not happy? First 2-3 years, I'm flying in the sky. Very nice. Service, yoga, it's really fantastic. I came to Madhuban, met Baba. Very, very good, very nice. 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. Then I'm tired. I can't leave because I know what is the result of Baba's knowledge. To what an extent that Baba's knowledge has brought transformation in my being. I can't leave Baba. I can't leave knowledge. But at the same time, I'm not getting what I have to get. I'm stuck somewhere. So this getting, the feeling of being stuck or feeling of being not moving forward is a result. But what is its cause? That is not the reason, but that is the result. But the cause is something deeper. You see? You know what I mean? So knowledge is not something that I go very superficial and I'm aware, I know knowledge. There are different levels. One is knowing, one is understanding. Not necessarily all that I know I understand. I might know many, many things. I have a lot of information stored in here. But all the information I have, not necessarily I understand them. So understanding is a deeper level. And that's the reason knowledge is understanding, not just knowing. I'm aware of certain things, but do I understand them? And applied knowledge is called as wisdom. You see? When I experience it, apply it, experience it, and then the deeper level goes is the experience. Yes, now I understand what it is. Now I understand what it is. But to experience it, I have to go deeper. More into deep, more into it. Yeah? So, another important thing is whenever we talk about transformation, the fundamental thing is the awareness. The entire day, what is my awareness? Yes, I sit for meditation in the morning. I listen to Murali. I do that, I do this. That's fine. For that 1 hour, hour and a half, evening 1 hour, I might have very powerful, very nice, very positive awareness. What about the rest of the day? When I'm really interacting with people, when I'm dealing with certain problems, certain difficulties, how is it? How am I going through? You know, what's the awareness? And the more important, the most important thing, whenever we are quiet, I have nothing to do. I'm just sitting quietly. What are my memories? You see? And you have no pressure on you. Nobody is there to tell, don't do this or do that or no do's and don'ts. Nobody to watch on me. I'm just by myself. I'm free. Nobody to watch me. Nobody to tell me. Nobody to direct me. I don't have to answer at that point in time to anybody. I'm just free. I'm just myself. What's my awareness? What are your memories? That shows the quality of sanskara we all have. Because the awareness has a direct influence on behavior. How I behave, it shows what was my awareness the whole day. Yeah? And a very important another thing is, in order to change the awareness, we have to use the awareness. Like, if I have to remove a thorn, I can't use a hammer, you see? I can't use any other instruments. In order to take the thorn out, I have to use a needle, which is also a thorn, human-made thorn. So it should be very thin for me to take it out. Right? So in order to transform the thought, the awareness, I have to use the thought awareness. Now what is knowledge? Awareness. The first thing Baba has given is awareness. Become aware of yourself. This is mortal body. Will be destroyed. This is not you. You are eternal. You will never die. You define awareness. Now from the body, we were not only aware, but we are conscious of the body. Now, in order to remove the consciousness of the body, it's not just enough that I become aware of the soul, but I have to become conscious of the soul. Which means it's a practice that I need to do. Constant awareness. So I can remove one thing, one awareness or set of thought patterns with the set of thought patterns. So the awareness has changed our life. The new awareness has brought in so much of transformation in our life. We changed our dress, we changed our hairstyle, we changed our food, the entire lifestyle is changed. Now what changed all that awareness? Baba has given us a new awareness. This is what you are. New awareness, which is real, which is true, which is eternal, which is tangible. Baba never speaks philosophy that's just in the sky, you know, which is not tangible. It's real. And I can attain it. Attainable. So I can remove that thought by having another thought, what Baba gives me. Many a times we think of throwing out. Now I have to take this thought away. I have to forget this. Take it out. No, this is a wrong way of doing. Never ever make an effort to take out something, to delete something, remove something. Always add. Adding removes automatically. Which I want to take out, if you constantly remember what you want to forget, you are still remembering. I want to forget this. I want to forget the past. I want to forget the past. Now what am I doing all the time? I'm remembering my past. I'm remembering to forget. Which means I'm still remembering. So this is negative way of applying it. I don't have to worry what I have to forget. But I only have to remember what I have to remember. I should not remember what I have to forget. If I tell you, don't remember monkey when you sit for your breakfast. Please, don't remember a monkey. You know, you see monkeys around here in Abu. Don't remember them when you sit for your breakfast. So what happens? You see? No, you never had this awareness, but I put in your mind. But what should I say? Every time you sit for breakfast, you definitely remember a monkey. Because you remember not to remember. But instead, what should I tell you? Every time you sit for your breakfast, remember Shiv Baba. Just remember Shiv Baba. So when I tell myself what I have to do, the don'ts will all automatically removed. If I emphasize on what I have to remove, what I should not do, on don'ts, I remember don'ts more. So I cannot do what I have to do. So it's a wrong way of feeding the mind. Which is good. Actually, I'm telling myself not to do certain things. But actually, I'm forgetting what I should be doing. You know what I mean? So this is a positive way of bringing that awareness in my mind. So the whole of the day, what's that I remember? What's that I remember? Few days before, a very interesting line Baba said in the Murali, really which touched my heart. Baba said, soul became impure by remembering bodily beings. Very interesting. Very interesting. I really found that interesting. Soul became impure by remembering bodily beings. You see, I didn't do any bad action, but I was remembering. So the memory, the awareness, the constant awareness of body, which is not true, the body, which is not my real identity, or not the identity that I'm connecting with, body, which is impure, which is physical, gross, if that's going to be in my mind, and soul is eternal. Soul originally is pure. Soul originally is non-physical. It's a point of divine light and might, energy. I am that, and I'm remembering this energy is remembering a bodily thing, material matter, a physical thing constantly. So it's a different level. One is this level and one is this level. So I being from this level, I always remember this level. So gradually my level, which is actually, originally is this, comes down to this. Unfortunately, if I continue to have this awareness, it would also go below this. And that's how I became slave to my senses. Because from this, I came here, I came here. It's just nothing but what I constantly remember. Make sense? Yeah? And whatever our awareness influences two things. One is our drishti. Another is our attitude. In the last previous Murali, Baba was emphasizing when Baba met the double foreigners, I guess, on 24th of October. Baba was talking about, yes, Baba did speak about this many times before, but because it's the latest one, it's like a reminder. Baba was talking about changing atmosphere through your attitude. Remember that? Actually, human attitude and human vision, human awareness, has tremendous power. Tremendous power. It is human awareness that changes the entire sanskara. You see? And if sanskara is changed, my actions are changed. Now again, coming back to the action. Now what is action? It's nothing but a thought. Because if I would not have a thought, it would not come into action. The action could be in the form of thought, the action could be in the form of words, action could be in the form of action, physically expressed into the sense organs, bringing the thought into action. Means the thought, action is nothing but the manifestation of your own thought. Yeah? So I have to change in this, then I have to change in my thoughts. Now, if any person, having, say for example, the sanskara is of lust, of anger. Now, if the sanskara is very lust, having a lust, his vision, it affects the vision. How? The person will start looking at the body. The person will be attracted towards the body. The body, any body, can attract that soul. Because the sanskara in the soul is of lust. The lust which is negative awareness has influenced the soul. If a person having angry, you see, his attitude becomes that. If a person having ego, his attitude will be egoistic, arrogant attitude. So it affects the attitude and the vision. Now whenever I look at people, what is that I think? What is that I feel? That shows what's my sanskara. You see? And coming back to sanskaras, Baba talks about changing, transforming sanskaras. It is the human action that makes somebody a deity. It's a human action that makes somebody a devil, a demon. It's action, right? Now coming back to sanskaras, and that forms a sanskara. Now when we come to understand, I'm aware, definitely I'm aware of changing sanskaras, but when I come to the understanding part of what sanskara actually is, now what is sanskara? It is nothing but incognito form of awareness. Now there are two types of awareness. One is awareness that is consciously, conscious awareness. One is, it is not in the conscious level, it is not in the subconscious level, but it's somewhere, the awareness is merged in my being, influencing my every action, influencing my attitude, and influencing my vision. That is sanskara. That is not seen. Say for example, you begin to learn a bike. Yeah? You begin to learn a car, driving a car, riding a bike. You do once, twice, three times. You start learning every day. Now what happens is, the awareness is merged within that, within the being, within my being. Now when I do after some time, automatically my hands would go on the steering, my legs would go on to the accelerator. I don't have to remember to do it. I don't have to consciously remember, but it's so automatic, and that's called as reflex action. Now many a times I hate a person, even without understanding or knowing the reason. Sometimes I get pulled, sometimes I react, sometimes I do that, and then later on I sit and repent, why did I do this? I should not have spoken this, I should not have done that, I should not have behaved in that way. But I would have behaved in such a way which I know is not right. Reflex action. Even without I knowing, I'm doing something. So to do that action, behave in that particular way, I didn't think. I didn't remember. I didn't really want to do also, but I did. So it means I have done that action many a times. Sanskara is also connected with the awareness of all the actions that I've performed in the past, either in this birth or in the past birth. No action can ever be performed without awareness. There is no life existing. There is no human being in the world living without awareness. The awareness finishes when soul leaves the body. But still, it remains in the soul in the form of a sanskara. which he is not, he doesn't remember, but it's there deep down. But that the awareness of that form, the body, the relationships and that particular way of life, all that will be forgotten only and only when soul leaves the body. Otherwise, as long as the soul is in the body, it's there. You see? And it constantly influences my drishti and my attitude. Okay? Now, as my awareness, so shall be my state of mind. Now, what is my state of mind right now? That depends upon what is the thought I'm holding on, consciously, unconsciously. We all have feelings, yeah? Yeah? Many a times we say, today I don't feel very good. I feel very bad. I don't know. I feel sick and bad. But you ask that person, what is the reason? Did you fight with someone? Did someone fight with you? They say no. Did something happen? They say no. Did you lose something? No. Did anybody quarrel with you? No. Did somebody use a bad word? Nothing, nothing, nothing. Nothing. But why? I don't know. I feel like shutting myself there. I feel like crying. I feel like doing this. So, the thought doesn't exist. But the feeling remains. That comes in us in the form of feeling, now and then. The feeling stays. And as a yogi, if we are not able to control those, then it becomes emotion. Once in Oxford we had a very beautiful, it was, I think, European teachers' retreat. There was a topic that came in for discussion was, emotions are negative or positive? Both? Emotions are positive or negative also? Or it's always negative? You can think a bit. Emotions are negative or positive? Negative? Okay, who says negative? Who says positive? Who says both? There are many who didn't put their hand up in anything. Okay, coming back to what is emotion? What is emotion? Emotion is uncontrolled feeling. When there is a thought, there is a feeling. Feeling is followed by a thought. We all, human being is known for feeling. We all have feelings, yeah? Because we are human beings, we can feel the thought. Yes, which is good to feel a thought. But then the feeling should be within my control. Emotion is when I can't control my feelings, it is uncontrolled, there is a burst out. Either happiness or sorrow. Some people, they feel so happy, overwhelmed. Well, they are not always happy like that. Sometimes they are so sad, they outburst, you know, sorrow, crying. They don't always cry. So this is not a natural state of a human being. That is the reason it is said that never take a decision when you're angry, when you're upset, when you're very happy, when you're very sad and depressed. You see? Never take a decision. Because that's an imbalanced state of mind. Once a husband, he got a promotion in the office. He was promoted to a higher post and he was so happy. He came home and told his wife, you can ask me anything. I'm so happy today, I promise you to get anything you want today. She said, get me the most precious diamond necklace. And then he sat down to repent. I did a big mistake. I should not have promised my wife to get what she wants because that was most expensive. The whole year he earns. And to get extra money, then he would be able to, you know, afford to get that necklace. And he has to pay back the in installments or whatever. So that was too expensive, which actually he was not, you know, afford to. But well, he was so happy that he thought he could make a very good promise, but he repented after that. So that wasn't a right decision. Because that happiness wasn't real, actual, natural state of mind of that person. And that's the reason many a times the decision we take becomes wrong, because mind is not in a stable state. Yogi means, or yoga means, balance. Yoga means alignment. What I think, what I feel, what I speak, what I do. Then I don't have to bother about the result because I'm sure the result will be very good. When I have no alignment within my being, there's no harmony within my being, I can't bring in the harmony in my relationships, in my behavior, in the world in turn. So that's the reason whatever I desire from outside, actually I need to be that within my being internally. You see? Which is very important. And Baba always talks about a very interesting thing. And that is Smriti Swarup. Smriti means awareness. Swarup means the embodiment of awareness. To become that. Now, I have the awareness of soul, but to become the embodiment of it. You see? There are two different things. Mango is sweet. Yes, apple may be sweet and other fruit is sweet and that is sweet and this is sweet. But when you take a crystal, sugar crystal, now every bit of it, every part of it is sweet. But mango is sweet, not necessarily the entire mango is sweet. Half part is very sweet and the other half part may be not so sweet, may be sour. Apple or any other fruit or any other thing. The entire thing may not be so sweet. But if you take the sugar crystal, sugar, every bit of it, you cut from anywhere, the sweetness is the same. It's not bitter from here, sour from there. No taste from this side and very sweet from the other side. It isn't like that. That's called as embodiment of sweetness. The mango is not embodiment of sweetness. But sugar is. Deities, they become pure, they become impure. Religious souls, other souls, great souls, Mahatma, charitable souls, punyatma, you see, different level of souls. They all can be good and bad. They all have their own capacities. They all have their specialities. They have their abilities, talents. But when we come to Paramatma, the Supreme Soul, He is the embodiment of every quality, every power. So we being His children, it's not enough. Sufficient to be aware, but it's very, very important for us to be the embodiment of it. to be that. And that's what I remember the last week or before week Sunday Murli was talking about being the image of experience. Remember that, Murli? Was it just last though, previous to that? I think previous to the last one. Experience. I remember Dadi Ji, Dadi Prakash Mani. How many of you have seen her? Okay, right. She always used to say one thing, which I remember. Yes, I'm a yogi. I love Baba. We all have come for Baba. We all have surrendered ourselves to Baba. But she always used to ask one thing. You will not enjoy your surrender life unless and until you experience every relationship with God. Experience. I know, I'm aware. God is my father, my mother, my beloved, my friend and blah, blah, blah. I know. But to have that experience, what it means to be God's friend or God being my friend, what it means God is my companion, I should have the taste of it. I should have the feeling of it. I should have that experience of it. Only then I will enjoy my Brahman life. Without the experience, like the other day Baba was talking about, if you don't have the keychain, and you just have the key, the possibilities to lose the key is always there. And that's the reason always the key is put into a key ring, keychain. Keychain? Key ring? Because the keychain helps us to hold the key and not to lose the key. So having the experience of all relationships with God is a keychain that holds Baba, not losing him. Even being Baba's child, many times we lose God. I sit here for meditation, but my mind, today I can't have a good yoga. I didn't have a good yoga. Today Amritvela was very good. Oh my God. Today Amritvela was very good. Only today, what about yesterday? So why do I have one day good yoga and the other day no good yoga? So God is there. I belong to God. God belongs to me. But why am I not able to hold that? So there is something missing. You know what I mean? And all of us are here to have the experience. Meditation means experience. It's not talking. And so when we talk about the awareness has, Baba uses another beautiful word, a very beautiful straight word. I don't know how well or correct, accurate translation we have it in Hindi, in English, but in Hindi it says, Lagan me magan. Beautifully said. Being absorbed or lost in the love. What is yoga? To lost in the love. But people in the world, whenever they talk about yoga, they talk about focusing, concentration, paying attention to on breathing, on hatha yoga and that and this. But even Baba's children have lot of confusion about yoga. Should I go to Paramdham? Should I go to subtle world? Should I talk to Brahma Baba? Should I talk to Shiv Baba? Should I talk to Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba? Should I bring Brahma Baba here? Should I? With all so many questions, when am I going to have yoga? The time finished. Before I think and decide, where am I going to go? Am I going or God is coming here? What exactly is the thing? Don't worry. We are yogis. But what is that actually we are supposed to do? Is to get absorbed, lost in the deep love of God. Lagan me magan. I have awareness. But that awareness has another beautiful ingredient, and that's love. To be absorbed in the love. But this is such a beautiful and powerful love that makes us powerful. No human love in the world can ever make us powerful. Generally people say, her mother loves her so much and so she's so spoiled child. His dad loves him so much. Oh, he's a really very bad kid. Huh? So love can spoil people. Love can make somebody bad. Love can make somebody weak because it's attachment. It's bodily. It's selfish. It's physical. But God's love is non-physical. It's spiritual. Directly where soul experiences. Unconditional. Pure. Complete. And direct love that soul experiences. So much so that I'm lost in it. I'm drowned. So I'm not aware of anything what's happening outside because I'm absorbed in it. Lagan me magan. Straight word. This is yoga. God's love is not a simple, ordinary love. It's very, very powerful. So whenever either soul have the awareness of God's love and the experience of God's love, it makes me more powerful because awareness in itself is powerful, God's love is powerful, so it makes me very strong and very confident. Nothing can ever shake us. Once there was ICS exam. And it was a competition rather. And a question was asked to the students. What was the policy adopted by the British to rule India for such a long time? And all the students were begin to write the answers. There was one student among them who was not writing anything, sitting quiet. And the person sitting next to him was wondering as to what happened to this person. He's not writing, he's not moving, he's not doing anything. Everybody was seriously writing down the answer. Just 1 or 2 minutes before submission of the paper, he just wrote one line and he won the first prize. He stood first. And that one line was divide and rule. He just wrote one line. Divide and rule. That was the policy adopted by the British to rule India for a very long time. But rest all did also wrote, but then they were beating around the bush. It was not a straight line, this is it. In the same way, there are so many books, volumes and volumes that talks about yoga. Many a times even Baba's children also become confused about it. But the straight line is to be absorbed in God's love. Lagan me magan. And whenever we talk about love, there is another beautiful word that comes up is relationship. Love cannot exist without a relationship. My relation with God, my relationship with God, God's relationship with me. God never leaves us, but I leave Him. He is holding on to me very tight, but I let Him go. Because children are naughty. So my relationship with Him, how intimate my relationship with Him. As a friend, as a beloved, as a father, as a mother, as a grandmother, as a every relationship possible in the world, which I know, I need to have that relationship. I need to experience that love from God and to be absorbed and engrossed and lost in that love. That's yoga. Unless and until I don't have this stage, I can't change my samskaras. So the awareness can change my stage, which Baba uses state of mind. My state of mind can change my samskaras. My samskaras in turn change my vision and attitude. And when each and every soul changes his vision and attitude, the world is changed. And that's how we can bring in peace and happiness in the world. The world transformation can take place and we can have a desired world result in the world outside. Om Shanti. We have half an hour meditation now. And let's bring back our thoughts. And let's not use these official type of words called as focus, concentration and blah blah blah. But just, I love God. Why? Because He belongs to me. You choose your relationship with Him. And let us experience being lost in the love of God. So much so that the tears of love should roll down the cheeks. And God will take every drop of that tear and make it a necklace, pearl around his neck. Om Shanti.